All right, a lot of political ads, a lot of conversations at talk radio and social media. You hear it among friends and family, a lot of conversation about the election. A new survey from Forbes shows that 61% of Americans are saying that their mental health is being affected by the election. 46% say they're feeling anxiety. Do you fit into any of these categories? 37% say they feel stressed. And 31% say they have feelings of fear. And I understand that because there's a lot of fear-mongering, and there's fear-mongering on both sides. I admit that. Donald Trump is a little bit more bombastic with his fear-mongering. No question about that. And he wants people to be afraid that if he's not elected, we're going to lose this country. But then Kamala Harris says that, you know, Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. So depending on your generation, that also determines how you feel about certain things. When it comes to an impact on your mental health, 66% of Gen Z said that they're feeling anxiety. 64% of millennials say they're feeling anxiety. 63% of Gen X and 56% of boomers. Now, I would assume that boomers would be the toughest when it comes to this. Because we've been through more, we've seen more, and we're kind of tough when it comes to this. But you know, Gen Z, I mean, they're young. They're very disenchanted. Many of them very disenchanted with this whole process and what they're seeing and hearing. So 66% of Gen Z, 64% of millennials, 63% of Gen X say that the election is causing anxiety. Women experience more anxiety and negative mental health reaction to the election than men. 63% of females are reporting a negative impact compared to 58% of males. And when it comes to the generations that say that they're anxious, 49% of Gen Z feels anxious, 45% of millennials and Gen X feel anxious, and 44% of boomers feel anxious. So, you know, that's all pretty close. But the idea of this having an impact on people's mental health is something to note because, you know, if it's having a negative impact on your mental health, you need to think about how you can stop that. Because we should not allow the election to cause us to be stressful. I know that's easier said than done. We should not allow all of this crap that's being said. We should not allow that to cause us to have any kind of mental health issues. Interestingly, when it comes to the positive side, 27% of the respondents to the poll said they were feeling optimistic. 22% said they were excited. 16% said they were happy. And 12% said they were feeling relief. Now, how do you cope with election anxiety? 44% say they avoid the news. 35% say they avoid talking to family and friends. 29% say they avoid social media, and 21% say they're exercising more. And yeah, exercising can help you relieve stress and anxiety. So be honest. Is the election having a negative impact on your mental health in any way, to any degree? And when you get stressed out about the election, what do you do to get away from it? You know, people often think that I've got that, post-Trump syndrome or whatever. I don't. Because I don't live with it. I don't live with it every moment when I'm off the air. I deal with this when I'm on the air. I deal with it preparing for the show. I deal with preparing for the next show. And I deal with it when I'm on the air. But I don't drag this through my life. If somebody approaches me and introduces themselves, if somebody like in public wants to start talking about politics, I'll say, look, I really choose not to talk about this off the air. So how do you get away from it? What do you do to escape the tension and the stress and the fear mongering? You might give somebody an idea of what they might do to relieve themselves from the stress.